Harper Audio presents Septimus Heap, Book 5, Siren, by Angie Sage, read by Gerard Doyle.
Prologue. A Crossing of Paths. It is Nigo's first night out of the House of Forex, and Jenna thinks he is going a little crazy. Some hours previously, on Nico's insistence, Septimus and Spitfire took Jenna, Nico, Snorri, Ulla and Beetle to the trading post, a long string of harbours on the edge of the land where the House of Forex lies hidden. Nico had been desperate to see the sea once more, and no one, not even Marcia, felt able to refuse. Septimus objected a little more than anyone else. He knew his dragon was tired after the long flight from the castle to the House of Forex, and they both faced a long journey home with the dangerously ill Ephania Grebe. But Nico was adamant. He had to go to, of all places, a ramshackle net loft on Harbour Number 3, which was one of the smaller harbours on the trading post and used mainly by local fishing boats. Nico told them that the net loft belonged to the bosun on the ship that he and Snorri had sailed on all those years in the past, bound from the port to the trading post. In mid-crossing, Nico had saved the ship from catastrophe by doing an emergency repair of a broken mast, and in gratitude, the bosun and Mr. Higgs had given Nico a key to his net loft, and insisted that any time Nico was in the trading post, he could, indeed must, stay there. When Septimus pointed out that that was 500 years ago, and the offer may not still stand, let alone the net loft, Nico had told Septimus that of course it still stood. An offer was an offer.